Now we come to Lamentations. And in this first elegy here, in the first chapter, will you listen to him as he opens? Oh, what a doleful note this is. He's singing in a minor key here, you may be sure. Now, Lamentations chapter 1, verse 1, and Lamentations follows the prophecy of Jeremiah. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow, she that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces? How is she become tributary? How did this great city, how did it fall? What's the explanation? Now, there are two statements that are made that are tremendous. Will you listen to them? Verse 8, Jerusalem hath grievously sinned, therefore she's removed. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth and turneth backward. This great city, the strength of the city, was the fact that they were serving the living and true God. Now they turn their back on him. Their nakedness was revealed. And what has happened? Jerusalem hath grievously sinned. What a picture. Now, he asked the question, why does the city sit solitary? Well, let me read verse 12. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow that is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. He asked the question, why does that city, the city of Jerusalem, sit solitary? And he gives a twofold answer. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned. That was back in verse 8 of the first chapter. He says there, Jerusalem hath grievously sinned, therefore she's removed. That's God's explanation of why.